Howdy, looking for DJ Domino.
That would be me, sir. Who is this?
This is Tom Johnson.
Tom, my man, how's it going, Tom?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I want you to know, brother, when I first got my very first 8-track of the Doobie Brothers' greatest hits, I played it until every track played on every track. And then I went and got me another one, and then I got me another one.
Well, good.
So how's it feel when you're playing some concert somewhere, you're playing one of those songs from the 70s, and like a 16-year-old is out there in the audience singing every word?
Feels good. It's we're fortunate that we still have this going on, and we enjoy it. We love being out in front of the crowds working.
My memory's not as good as it used to be, but I'm pretty sure I saw you guys. I want to say like mid to late 70s, Red Rocks Amphitheater, my friend.
Beautiful place. Incredible place to play.
So you guys been playing all these years, going to all these different places. I mean, is there certain songs? I'm sure there's certain songs that always get everybody going, but is there any ones that kind of surprise you?
From crowd to crowd, they vary in the response sometimes to certain songs that you might be playing. They always respond to the Chestnuts, and you know that going in, and that's why you play them, because you want to give them what they came for. But on album cuts is what I'm talking about. Stuff that's like deep tracks, things like that.
I'm guessing when you're playing like a big concert, doing all your great songs, you could basically just turn your mics off and let the audience take over.
Yeah, you can hear them singing. You can hear them singing on Blackwater. You can hear them singing on Listen to Music or Long Train. To me, that's the peninsula moment. That's the good stuff. I mean, playing is the good stuff, but when the crowd knows and sings along with the song, that's great.
Now, I know we got a couple of the original members, but, you know, some guys probably been playing with you 30 years. Give me a rundown of the band real fast.
Well, there's three principal guys. That'd be myself, Pat Simmons, and John McPhee. Sax player is Mark Russo. We have very fortunate to have Billy Payne playing keyboards, who was with Little Feet and played on just about all of our albums. We have John Cowan on bass, who's incredible voice, great player. We have Ed Toth on drums. He was with Vertical Horizon. Yeah, and most recently we added a percussionist.
Well, I was telling you how I saw you guys over at Red Rocks, one of the truly great places to see a show. I will tell you this, though. The Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts is just incredible.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm not really familiar with that venue, but so that part of it will be neat. I don't know if we played there before or not.
Well, you're going to be playing there on October the 19th. Cannot wait for the show to jam out with the Blackwater and the Long Train Running in the World, all the great songs from the Doobies. A special thanks to you, my friend, for taking time out of your day, and we will see you in October.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.